Welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the only philosophy podcast where 15 wisdom traditions enter the arena and exactly zero of them are selling supplements.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been the most honest with strangers, what does that say about everyone I stayed close to? Maybe it's asking, did I fail the people I loved? Or, why is honesty easier when nothing is at stake? Or even, what is the thing I kept saying fine when I was not fine? And who was I protecting? Here's the question again. When you have been most honest with strangers, what does that say about the people you stayed close to? So multiple traditions here land on the same image before they split apart. Islam, Stoicism, absurdism. They all go to this moment. You told someone on a train or at a bar or in a waiting room something you have never said to your mother. And you called it honesty. But existentialism has the sharpest elbow here. It says, you chose a witness who could not hold you to it. The stranger's confession had no morning after. That is not courage. That is a very sophisticated form of safety.
Okay, but Buddhism and Vedanta push back on that hard. Buddhism says the staying itself was a form of truth. You wanted to stay with those people. That wanting, showing up Tuesday after Tuesday, sleeping in the same house, that was its own kind of honesty, offered without words. Vedanta goes further and says the mask didn't answer because you were hiding. It answered because you love them enough to protect them from a vastness you hadn't yet claimed as your own, which is either very beautiful or an incredibly elegant excuse.
Hinduism calls the guilt tamas, that heavy, airless ledger energy, and it gives a specific image I keep coming back to. Rama speaks freely to Shabari, the woman at the forest's edge, because the account between them was clean. No debt. No history. Your intimates hold your debts, and your debts hold your tongue. So the compound interest of love is also what you cannot say to someone. Judaism makes almost the same move with Judah confessing to Tamar on the road. She could receive the truth precisely because she had no stake in his being good yesterday.
Sufism is the one that actually made me uncomfortable. It says you love them enough to protect them from the full weight of you. And the silence was tenderness turned inward until it curdled. Grief has been polishing you without your permission. A polished mirror does not choose what it reflects. It just finally shows. The word weight at the end of that one lands differently when you sit with it. The pop culture oracle, though, Bunk from the Wire crying at a bar to a stranger about his daughter, that one lands clean. No warrants out on you. The strangers got the real you because they had no file.
Here is where the traditions genuinely split. Stoicism says, stop performing safety, burn the armor, make it real now. It is an instruction, a command, in present tense. Christianity says the stranger actually received your confession, the one you withheld at every shared table, every ordinary Tuesday, every bed you returned to, and said fine when you were not fine. That is not a comfort. That is an indictment. Cynicism just shows you the scene without comment. Man tells a stranger everything on a train, gets home. Wife asks how the trip was. He says, fine. Pretty uneventful. She says dinner's almost ready. No resolution. No forgiveness. Just the gap, still there. Quiet. What most of these traditions agree on? The people you stayed close to got the you that had something to lose. Whether that was love or fear or both, that distinction is where the actual work lives. Come back tomorrow. The question changes. So might the answer.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. And it runs entirely on listener support. If the show is doing something for you, subscribe, share it, or find out how to support the project at thegodshow.us today. You carried 15 answers to one very honest question about all the times you said fine when you were not fine. May you find one person tonight worth saying the true thing to. Someone with a file on you and everything to lose. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's Question of the Day.